It's an open line today, Wednesday. But as I said, I had a little conversation after the deeping yesterday evening of Trilogy. He seemed that he's ready for the big competition.
Like I always said, like I said last year, and I will reiterate, I feel like God rewards hard work. And so he has blessed me with, you know, the talent and capability to write two great songs along with my team. We have come up with two great songs, songs that the public loves, songs that the people of Dominica appreciate. And I myself am very proud that I could come up with, you know, such material. And I'm very confident in the material that I have.
What about you coming number nine? I mean, I missed that question.
Coming number nine?
Selection of names for the final nine.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, before I do anything, I always go with God. And if it is his will that I perform at number nine, then for sure I have accepted that. And you know, wherever I dip, that's where I sing. And you know,
you feel confident coming before somebody like Dice at number 10 following you?
I mean, at the end of the day, whether it was Dice or any other Calypsonian, I'd still have to perform no matter what number I dip. And so with that being said, confidence will be there as it should. And you know, whatever number, if it's number nine, before Dice, after Dice, whatever, I will always put my best foot forward, no matter what number.
So you think it's going to be a big show on Saturday night?
Well, honestly, if you were to ask me, the way the lineup is set, it would seem as if a private promoter made this event, you know, and that speaks for itself, you know. So I feel like it's going to be a very good show. So it's going to be a great show, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, I'm ready to bring my best foot forward, and let's see what happens.
Confident Trilogy. A reporter's also caught up with King Dice. He's eyeing his 10th crown for the season. It's gonna be a big, big show. Number 9 Trilogy, number 10, Dice. Let's listen to Dicey there for a moment, huh? Dice.
Dice. It's about the first man in Dominica ever to be fighting for 10 crowns in Calypso Dominica.
And you picked number 10.
Yeah, and I picked the number 10. And I said earlier on that I wouldn't mind getting number 9 because I have 9 crowns. But I don't mind taking anything. And then number 10 comes. So let's just hope that's prophetic picking.
Dice, what is the preparation like ahead of this big Calypso final?
Everything good, man. Everything nice. Everything in place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So everything is in place. And I think we where it's set up is a nice show. It's a nice sticker, you know. So everybody come out and let's have some fun on Saturday and enjoy the thing. And may the best man win, you see?
You feel very confident?
Yeah, man, we there, man. Everything blessed, man. Nice songs alone about them.
Okay, man.
Yeah, man, go get it, man.
All the best.
Yeah, all right, yes.
Wow. What a big show it will be on Saturday night. Trilogy looking for a repeat. Dice looking for number 10. Let's take a phone call. It's 20 to the hour of 9 o'clock. Hello, yes?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
Matt.
Yes.
Very exciting, and it looks like the numbers are favoring the Dice. it almost looks like it's predestined. But that's just a look, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Matt, as far as it's concerned with Pat Aaron and he being honored and all that, I hope that the likes of Hunter and Ghost and the others will write to our president and make sure that they have their letters in properly and describe his achievements and his accomplishments, his contributions, etc., so that our president can do the right thing and honor him properly and give him the highest award for his contribution, Matt. I hope they're writing their letters. It's important that these kind of people write letters to the president for that to happen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. On the telephone, you mean, are you saying he was never awarded? I'll have to look into that information there. You serious? Dominique has never awarded Pat Aaron? I may be wrong. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hello, Matt.
Hi, good. Good morning to you.
Trilogy is sounding good.
Mm-hmm.
His songs are good. But you know why my dice, he got number 10. Now I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered?
He got number 10 because this is the time he's going to get his 10th crown. Okay?
All right. Well, it's your prediction. We'll have to see.
Oh, yes.
We'll have to see on the night. We'll have to see on the night. All right, Lucille, thank you very much. I know Dice is your son. On the telephone, yes, good morning to you.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those who have sacrificed the personal safety and security trying to elevate mankind to humanity. Mr. Pelletier, blessings to your family, sir.
Blessings to you.
Matt, let me wish Trilla and Dicey all the best. But Matt, you know, college store, you know, competition. And you say you bank on a strong team, and all of a sudden, maybe
you're right. You know, blessings. A dark horse might just emerge, huh?
Yes, yeah, some dark horse. They call them. They refer to them as Matt.
A dark horse, yes.
Somebody just
appear in there and said, "What? Yeah."
Everybody's surprised.
Everybody,
you know. So we have to be careful with our hopes and all of that. Matt, since after Charles Savre, retired or whatever, have you ever addressed the nation, Matt, having to do with his tenure as president, whether it is legal or illegal, I don't know.
I've never heard him, no.
I mean, I find that is a little strange, Matt, because Charles Savre never said, I haven't heard him said anything after, you know, he make his departure. It is very strange. It is very unusual for a character or a figure like Charles Savre to come be president and, you know...
You mean he should speak about his 10-year legacy as president?
Huh?
You're saying he should speak about his 10-year legacy as president. That's what you're saying?
Definitely, Matt. I mean, it may not be protocol, but it would be ethically and morally correct. Professionally correct as well for him to have said something, for him to say something about his tenure.
I think I must have heard an interview with the Nation Station about with Mr. Savre. I can't say if he spoke generally in terms of giving an address, but I think I heard him after he left the presidency. I think I heard him for a minute there.
And it's interesting, Matt, the guy that I think he was with you once.
And somebody's indicating to me that Mr. Daryl Teat may have had a full length interview with Savre on GIS. I did not see it, sir.
Oh, I did not see it. Well, yes. My apologies, but at least it could be aired on DBS, you know, or something. I don't know. I just find it was a bit strange. I did not hear anything on the news or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm just being told that he gave a full length interview to Daryl Teat. Yeah.
You know if Daryl Teat is coming back, Matt?
I have no idea. I know.
Okay. Matt, you know, Twawash was asking about the lion on top of the coat of arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that was a very embarrassing predicament having to do with he never got an answer to what it symbolizes, that symbol on top of the coat of arms, the lion. And it was a bit really embarrassing because I'm saying, whoa, what seems to be an ordinary person could be asking a question. Even when he sat with Mr. Linton said he have never, you know, already concluded what it was for. He made his speculations having to do with England. I think England have the lion on many of their, having to do with as the symbols in many areas. But Matt, I want to deal with something there quickly. I was telling you, Matt, how that man that passes for the Prime Minister, he came out and talked about, you know, labor rights, listening to people, and in the foolish Remember, Matt, after you get off the line, can you play that for me a little bit, Matt?
Which interview is that?
Where he referred to labor rights as being foolish.
Oh, okay. I'll look for that this morning.
And he said we need no cabinet decision. It's just a quick stroke of the pen. A few seconds, he said, Matt?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He said a few seconds, one stroke of the pen, and NEP and Yes We Care, taking care of the elders. A gun. But prior to that, he said that the opposition are referring to the people on the Yes We Care program as greedy and lazy. Matt, just a few days, you know, prior to that. You could see you're dealing with a disjointed, disconnected lunatic. And then for you to say that, meaning nothing is legally concretized, if I may say. Nothing is, have no legal binding. It's just one man that has to wake up one day in his bedroom politics madness and just come and just say, you know something? Let us shut down 295 today. I would like him to do that because too much talk to see what it would, the reaction would be like. And who really can take objection? Maybe one time they say it was alleged that Kenneth Daru said some nasty things to him in cabinet, Matt. I told you it was alleged. Mm-hmm. So maybe the only person that can stand up to him was Kenneth Daru or is Kenneth Daru, if that is the case, Matt. So it is very strange to see one lunatic running the country down to the ground talking about you have $15 million to pay the Wesley people, not giving a breakdown. How many people are you owing? What's the amount? And how are you going to divide that money to pay them? Can you cover everybody with that $15 million? And madam, you ain't all the kind of madness with the Chinese up there. Dominicans and Wesley people have to wake up because the Chinese don't play. The Chinese, historically, they have been oppressed by Japan, the Mongolians, and England, and all of them. I mean, a lot of wars have been fought in the world, and blood and death and destruction. And if all you think China is better than America, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, Matt, those people who lead them from rat to riches, these filthy rags that are sitting in government. Matt, you see the toilet paper thing now with Vince giving toilet paper in the health center?
I did not see Vince giving any toilet paper. I heard that there was a lack of toilet paper in the Grand Bay Health Center. That's what I heard.
No, on social media and cartoon and whatever.
No, I don't pay attention to cartoons.
Oh, I see a pile of stones up around the toilet and a pile of stones. Maybe he's either used his hands or used the stones or whatever. So these rats who have left from rats to riches. And, you know, these filthy rags, Matt, people have them referring to them as honorable. The only honor I can put before their names is honorable criminals, Matt, who sits there. And look, now they want to sue Calistonians, all of them, they sit down there in all their filthy rags, Matt, and thinking Dominicans are not seeing them for what they are because they dress up in jacket and tie and come and talk on the, you know, thing. Matt, Dominicans have to wake up against that. Matt, Upaka, where Dominic? Matt, you don't see in Dominica, Matt. Matt, you don't feel in the vibes, Matt. Everybody broke, desperate, frustrated, depressed. And Dominicans sit down and telling our labor workers, Dominica, we need to save. It doesn't matter who you are. Vote these criminals out. It's time for them to go. Blessings.
Blessings to you on the telephone. It's 850. Yes, it's just an open line. Hello, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Matt. Matt, are they really putting an injunction? I have more than that to say, but I would like to...
Well, we haven't received an injunction just yet, but we're getting word that it may come, yeah?
It may come, but it haven't come yet, so I don't see reason why the song can't be played. Did anybody, lawyer, tell all you not to play the song?
Well, based on management advice, we should stop playing the song until we advise otherwise, okay?
Okay, something, but well, no, Mara, I don't know what's happening to us in Dominica. Now, Dominica's becoming a real strange country for a person to just so many, according to Mr. Joseph, so many other good things. Everything that was in that song was good to the country of Dominica and what is going on here. And that little one calling that name. You find to if you get so irritated about, you want to stop it. You want to sue and put an injunction. Mad. Not something wrong with us in that country. The man speak about the ills that going on in the country. You didn't see that for you to talk about it, but that one you want to condemn. Something I observed that going on by the court. I don't know if you observe it. It looked like, because I asked questions, they tell me they're putting a public convenience by the court, which will be very good, because people wouldn't be taking all behind the cars and in the drains there to pee when they are in court. And I asked them if they put in a shed there. They tell me, yes, they put in a shed.
And some work is going on there in front of the magistrate's court. And I think from my, speaking to one of the contractors, yes, a public convenience will be there.
Yeah, that would be very good. I saw that going on there and paving the ground there, taking out all the old piece of damaged concrete that was there. I must say, at least I see something going on there to really a convenience for the people, especially poor people that come in by the court. Guaja and Dominica doesn't come to court. It's always the poor people cheering that come into court. So at least are you giving them something good to come? When they come there, they can sit down inconvenient. I appreciate that very much. They have a toilet there. They'll be using the toilet instead of all the holes around the place and the place smelling a pee. That would be a very good thing, Matt. So that is what I call to say for now. And Matt, I Calypso Association, I think they know they're going to the country broke. Why they're jacking up the damn ticket so high, you know? Give people a little leeway, you know? It's not more you pay in the Calypso the Calypsonians. The Calypso King still getting 20,000 or 25,000. I don't even think it's 25,000, 20,000. Or you're not bringing it up. Tell the man that holding the purse of the country, stubborn stupidity, tell him to cut off that VAT. Why all you have to pay that VAT? All you just sit down there like Mumu and all of all inside there. They sit down there like Mumu and all paying a VAT for what? Eh? Entertainment once a year? I mean, stop that, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much, Blue Blue. It's 8:54 in the morning. 8:54. Let's continue right here on Q95. Just to say that the National Cooperative Credit Union Limited invites members to submit names of persons whom they wish to have considered for elections to serve on the Board of Directors, Credit and Supervisory and Compliance Committees of the NCCU Limited. The person nominated must be fit and proper in keeping with the guidelines issued by the regulatory body and be a good character, competent, honest, financially sound, reliable, and discharges or is likely to discharge his or her responsibility fairly. Nominations, along with a biography of each nominee, should be forwarded to the Nominations Committee, National Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Head Office, 3137 Independence Street, Roseau, and should reach the committee no later than Friday, 23rd, February 2024. Another notice coming there. The general public, particularly the residents of Daly, Scarib, La Roche, Victoria, and are informed that on Monday, February 5th, 2024, the underlined mentioned candidates were elected to the Daly, Scarib, La Roche, Victoria Village Council. Michael Etienne, 78 votes. Marvelyn Albert, 69 votes. Justin John, 64 votes. John Hilaire Guest, 60 votes. Abner Etienne, 55 votes. The other candidates received votes as follows. Justin Williams, 38 votes. It's a 125 or 16.56%. of the electorate voted, 81 or 64.80% were male, and 35.20% were female. Chief Elections Officer, notice there from the Chief Elections Officer. As we continue here in the morning, Dominica, this is Q95, and this is an open line. back to the telephone. Hello, talk to me.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. What go on?
All right, hanging in there.
Well, funny for me, I had an ex-college student. Is Sai under the bus or he is all right now?
Well, I spoke, I tried to speak to him yesterday. He seemed very reluctant, but I guess he's waiting because we've been told that the papers may be on the way. It may never come. Maybe Sherman may have changed her mind. We never know.
All right.
So we can't say he's under the bus just yet. He's not received any papers when I spoke to him the last, okay? On the telephone, yes?
Good morning. Yes, Matt, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes, Matt, I just want to make a fast announcement for the listening public. Matt, the United Workers have been doing the best to better the life of the people of Dominica. The United Workers Party had a first car raffle where it was raffling in a HRV, and it was won by a man from La Plaine. And last year, we also had a Master Demio, mm-hmm. and it was also won by a lady from Fokore, a young lady from Fokore.
Yes.
We had a second prize that go to Biosh. We also had a third prize that went to Kenfe. But 2024, which is this year, the United Workers Party is back again with a nice Suzuki Smith, black Suzuki Smith, that will be raffling this year, Matt. And we already have tickets available that will be on sale on Friday coming by the Privo Mall. So the United Workers Party is once more giving the people of Dominica another chance to win a nice, beautiful car. This Friday coming, you can start getting your ticket. Matt, the lady that brought that win the car in Focalist, she was one of the first set of people to buy the ticket. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying the people that come early. And
So another car being raffled there by the United Workers Party?
Another car will be started to raffle.
Okay.
This time is a Suzuki Swift, nice black car. Matt, very spacey, very comfortable. And we're also giving a smartphone for the second prize, Matt. We're also giving a smart television for the third prize. So the United Workers Party is making things happen in this country, Matt. Ticket will be available. Ticket is already available. And we will be selling tickets in our office. We'll be selling tickets by the Privo Mall. We also have caretakers that will be selling tickets. We also have members that will be selling tickets. Matt, we need to take the advantage of that and get our ticket as early as possible. And let's make something happen. And this raffle will be taking place on the 26th of October this year, Matt. I just want the public to know that.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Let's move on. There is 9 o'clock. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's up, man?
How you doing?
Well, I listen in and I hear my partner. We always speaking out together. Sayo, very good calypso. And the people asking him to play it, you understand? Well, you can't play it. You're not stupid. You understand? So they have to wait to hear it. But it's just a little technicality, man, in the song that some person don't like to hear. So if they hear that song, they, you know. So why Sai in the corner there? Me and Sai just freak out. So Sai, I know where you be now. Hear that, Sai? Hear that? I know that. Sai, oh. Oi, Sai, oh. Is the way that you explain the calypso. The man don't like you for that, you know. So Sayo. Sayo, there is many commissioners. But Peter, the commissioner, and Deborah, the president, they sit down in the residence and they discuss about that calypso. Sayo, the VP, they call him Peter. He run down the road, he drink some water. Sayo, the next time you sing in the calypso, I want you to put their names properly, you will know. And you will never be like that, you know. So Sayo, it's a good calypso. I want them to play you up. I don't know if it's because of the position and the position that you get as an inspector.
I tell you should go to the elimination next year, right? 9:01 is the morning time. Good morning. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Uh-huh. Matt, good morning.
Morning to you, my brother. Morning, yeah.
Mr. Williams made a point yesterday about the duties of the DPP.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Matt, I mean, I'm on Q95. What's the difference if it's in a song or if I, in the democratic system, can say that he made a good point that one of her duties is to make sure that the government money does not get wasted. But when we say, if that's one of her duties, how come she didn't nulliprost the cases against the opposition that have cost some alleged $10 million? If that's one of her duties, how come these cases are not being nulliprost? And should I be taken to court because I say that on Q95? So what's the difference if I say it in a calypso? Does that make any sense, Matt?
I'm here,
does it make any sense? You see what I'm saying?
I see what
if
you're saying.
If I can say that on Q95 and not get penalized, how come I cannot say it in a song? That if that's one of the duties of the DPP, she should nulliprost the opposition cases against the opposition because they cost allegedly $10 million. That's a waste of money. And all 6-7 years and they can't come to court. That should be nulliprost. She should act on it. She's failing in her duty. Good morning.
Good morning again. It's 9:03. A lot of people are still asking for this presentation there by Simeon Joseph there. Maybe we'll give you a bit of that, huh? Sometime later in the hour. Are you there? Yes?
Yes, good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Morning.
As a big fan of Calypso, Matt, let me ask you a few questions because you're a journalist. I'm putting you right on the spot.
I'm here.
Sai song, what happened to it on 295?
Well, we were advised legally. I said legally. You know, we should stop playing it for a while until we get further until further notice there.
Okay, legally by who?
Legally by our lawyers.
Okay, let me ask that question. Did Q95 receive any document from the court asking Q95 to abstain from playing that song?
No. But we have to be cautious. Yeah.
Did you receive any document from any lawyer, any magistrate, or any judge?
No, I received information from my manager to say, Matt, let's just put a hold on it. I'm just saying we banned the song, you know. Just put a hold on it until the lawyers clarify. That's
have
what
you heard? Have you heard from the Calypso Association, the president?
No, I haven't. I had a slight discussion with the top executive members of the association sometime yesterday.
Matt,
yes.
All times you would have heard the Calypso Association speak publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why at this point in time they would not seek to defend one of their very own.
Okay.
Why would the Calypso Association send Sai under the bus and not defend him? At least
I don't think it's based on. I saw and had conversation with the top brass of the Calypso Association yesterday. I think they're having a nice camaraderie. Sai was also there. He would not comment, but I think they're basically actually giving praises to the song. Whether they came out public and said that, no, they haven't said nothing yet. I'll try to get to the Observer or any executive member to see what their position is, but they have not said nothing. No.
But
yes, I'm here.
The Calypso Association.
But I will not agree with you that they threw him under the bus because based on what I saw yesterday, nothing like that.
Matt, what I'm saying is the Calypso Association normally speak out. In a matter of that magnitude, you would expect to hear them speak out. Nobody wants to speak out because everybody's afraid. Everybody wants to keep their voice. The Calypso Association has to make a statement. And their meeting behind closed doors is not to say they're not throwing behind the boss. You throw the man behind the boss. The Calypso Association should make a public statement, Matt, as they have always done. And the mere fact they have not made a public statement, it leaves windows for people like me and you to speculate as to why they have not made a public statement. Sai must feel uncomfortable because Sai is part of it and he knows that the association normally speaks up. But in a matter of that magnitude, you chose to meet with him and behind closed doors and so forth. What about Sai fan? What about the people? His fan wants to know that. They have to come out publicly. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not fair about meeting in high bracket in behind closed doors. That is garbage. You have to come publicly and address the nation, let the nation know what is the situation, what is the position, and what is the stand of the association. Are you going to support? Are you going to defend? Are you going to stand with him? Are you going to throw him under the bus? At least the people of Dominica know that the association make a statement, and we can say, well, they are in favor or they're not in favor, but you cannot be meeting behind closed doors and people are speculating. That is garbage.
Okay, caller, thank you very much. And, of course, we respect your opinion as well, huh? Somebody says, if there's an injunction against the song, who is going to prevent me from playing the song in my privacy or my car or my home? Who? Pure hogwash. I am of the opinion that your lawyers are being way too cautious, period. Somebody again, just your opinion. Hello, talk to me, yes? For me, I'd play the song. You heard me playing the song many times yesterday. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, something I observed this year where the Calypso and the Tents were concerned.
What happened?
I observed Psy normally is a mass camp participant.
Right.
And I observed Psy wasn't participating in mass camp. I would like to ask Psy why. And I understood that if a Pat would write for Psy, and this year he didn't allow Pat to write for him. Why? Can you tell us what really going on? Is it since you have been taking excursion to Dubai, your wings get
blue? You're asking the question, Blue Blue, and you're answering the question?
No, I'm asking a question. I ask him, is it since you're going up to Dubai, you broaden your wings, so you're not looking to them little guys to make calypso to put you in controversy? Maybe that is how you're watching it. Please tell us why you are not participating in mass camp again. I saw him yesterday, but I forget to ask him that question because I was busy going on to do my business.
I'm sure Sai is a nice guy. He'll talk to you. 908. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Are you?
Matt.
Yeah. Matt.
I'm here.
Let me tell you something, okay? We Dominicans must stop that nonsense. Coppell came on the radio and Coppell asked certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you answer him correctly. You have not received any official documentation from anybody,
yes.
Just like Sai. Mm. And he's appealing and going on and on about the association. What is the association going to make a statement about if they have not received any official document from anybody? We must stop trying to talk all them kind of controversy and be so controversial for no reason. Wait when they send the document to the man. Then the Calypso Association can make a statement. They can say whether they defend any man or not.
As far as the talking to the executive members yesterday, my brother, they say, "Man, play the song." But I'm dealing with a different. We're dealing with management, and they've of course instructed me, man, be very cautious about playing the song, and that's what we're going with. But the executive of the Calypso Association says, play the song. That's what they said, you know. But we didn't.
Yeah, but Matt, you cannot go against the rules and regulations of your station. You have to protect the station. But my problem is, why are they so adamant in the Calypso Association making a statement when there is no official document? People even they're gonna suicide. You just want to come and speculate? Come on, Coppell, be better than that, man. You're a really smart and educated guy. Don't do that, man. Because all you're doing is calling controversy. You understand? People are going to keep commenting on it. Wait till when they officially sanction him or whatever the case may be, or notify him of their intent, and then the association will make a statement. You understand what I'm saying, Matt?
All right. Of course I understand what you're saying.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. It's 9:10, you know. Oh, boy. Hello, talk to me. Yes, on the telephone.
How are you doing, my brother?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Hey, I want you to listen to some. You ever listen to Calypso from Trinidad?
Of course, I listen to some songs.
The one about thinking about your mother can't believe.
I play that song. Yes, I play that song.
I love you to play that song for me, Matthew. I love it. I don't see the difference between a song there.
Okay.
And PM fucking.
All right. Hello on the telephone. Yes, I'll try to play it for you later. I played it earlier this week. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Yes. Are you there? Turn down the volume on your radio. Turn down the volume on your radio. Are you there?
Turn down the volume on your radio.
Oh, he's still there, you know, trying to listen to his radio and call Matt in the morning. 449-3095. I've been saying that for many, 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 many years. I've been here more, 70 years maybe now?
For the thousands in attendance and thousands watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to rumble? Saturday, February 10, one of the most anticipated Calypso finals in history. 10 will compete for the National Calypso Monarchy. 1 will wear the crown. Will it be the King Dice?
I'm a wanted man.
The Liberator.
Let's build a world. Make your contribution.
King Bob.
And I stay in. And Bart's in my crew.
The Web.
So now we give them one more chance.
Shekhar.
Yeah.
Dominica. Can somebody enlighten me on that one or enlighten us on that one? Because when the big ships come in the port, Matt, you know, they begin to offload and get all the things and just bring it up there. The Chinese are a very strange people. We can say what we want about the Americans, you know, the Europeans. Yeah, they are as nasty as the Chinese. The Chinese are as nasty as they are. So in America case, you want to remove an elephant and a donkey and put a monkey on your back. But you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, they symbol the elephant and the donkey. Do you know a monkey is heavier than an elephant and a donkey? Matt, do you know that?
No, I don't. I don't know that. I'm hearing it for the first time.
A monkey is much more clever than them.
In that sense.
Thank you. I'm glad you pick it up. So all those who think to remove an elephant and a donkey on your back and you replace them with a monkey and think we are going to have a free reign. So, Matt, the poverty, every major infrastructural work is not just the Chinese. We had the last bridge we built there, Matt. Wasn't it foreigners that built it, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
When they say how much millions of dollars for it. Game. Matt, when you're systematically and deliberately impoverishing a people, automatically, they are disempowered, Matt. So when we all, they're saying, oh, labor rights this, oh, Dominicans not at ready. Matt, that is high psychology, you know. And that's not just psychology from Chi-Chi. The Chinese are behind Chi-Chi. They are in bed with Chi-Chi. That is systematically impoverishing the people. Like where the playing field and the school, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Calibishi.
Why is the best name again, Matt?
Calibishi.
Matt, to build a school in the middle of that kind of playing field. You want to frustrate young people, all of them run, the elderly. They're dying out. And guess what? The Chinese are looking at 100, 150 years to conquer Dominica. These idiots, these rats, Matt, that left from rats to riches, this filthy rag, are looking a five-year cycle. How are they going to fool the people again? So give them 4.5 years of pressure. And the other 6 months of the last year, Matt, guess what? It's seawar time. Trick them again. Have them lulled into a hopeless state of affairs, Matt. Always. And then somebody come in as the Lord and Savior, the same person who impoverishing them and enslaving them, pretending to come and save them. And all they can see is the person saving them. They cannot see is the same person who had them impoverished. That's a dangerous psychology, Matt. So Dominicans need to wake up to the reality. These guys are deliberately marching up Dominica. And like the phoenix, the Greek mythology, having to do with burning down that big, beautiful bird, down to the ashes, and it rises from again from the ashes, bigger and with more beautiful feathers. The Chinese will be that metaphor, having to do when Chi-Chi and them march up Dominica with the Chinese, overtly assisting them, then the Chinese going to come as the savior of Dominica, and we will feel it is justified to have in our government, as the prime minister will be Fan Chumun, the chief of police will be Chen Chubian, and the president will be Se Chai Puchu, and many others. The Chinese are going to have the police force, you know. Or you're going to start saying Chinese in the police force, pretending to be trading when they are already police, or maybe set up their own army in Dominica, and all of us will just sit down and talk. How are we going to talk? Dominicans, wake up. Have a blessed day, sir.
Have a blessed day. News just reaching me indicate there that the High Court in Dominica has ruled in favor of journalist Carlisle John Baptist, who sued the Chronicle newspaper for libelous statements about him in the Nibs and I, a Nibs and I column dubbed A Mother's Love. The suit was filed in the High Court in 2019. 2015, February 25th, to be more exact there. The said article was published by the defendant, meaning the Chronicle, maliciously, and the court document states, quote, the publication constitutes a vicious and deliberate attack on the claimant's reputation due to his actual and perceived political opinion. Mr. John Baptist's lawyer was Kara Schellenford, and the column was published on June 27, 2014. So Mr. Carlisle John Baptist having his day with the Chronicle. I was a witness in that case, so I know a little about that. 9:31. Again, you have to be very cautious, huh? We're living in a very litigant world these days. Everybody's taking everybody to court. So those who think that they can stay out and make malicious statements, take note, huh? So College and Baptist again, you know, congratulations to you. The big suit against the Chronicle newspaper. Watch your every word. I keep warning you. Watch your every word. A lawyer is informing me at this time that Mr. Sai, the Calypsonian Sai, may have been served with his pre-action letter. That's coming from Legal Circle. Again, we have to be cautious. So maybe at that time, the Calypso Association, once I'm made aware, I'll try to bring the information to you. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Matt, good morning and good morning to all of Dominica.
Morning to you, sir.
Matt, did you say that this suit by Carlisle was filed in 2015?
2015, yes.
Matt, it's a sad situation. Dominica, it's a sad situation. Tell me why a matter should have to spend 9 years in court before a decision can be given on it. 9 years, Matt. And you'll find that now. Tomorrow, the DPP will get some justice, her justice, by slowing up a man in his calypso, because you are in a certain field and you get the preference and things goes your way very quickly. But the poor man who has a situation, when he goes to the court, he has to spend 9 years before he can get some justice. And that is why Dominican should have been a little more outraged when this corrupt government took them to the CCJ. This is one of the biggest mistakes that has ever been done to the judiciary in Dominica. Right? The CCJ is the worst thing that could have happened. And the sooner people realize, the lawyers will be happy. But the poor man down there will see the headache from it. It's a big mistake we've done. That decision, unfortunately, can't be reversed. So it is going to remain the biggest mistake ever made to Dominica judicial system. Have a good day, man.
Have a good day. It's 9:34. As I said, I said it this morning, you know, the letter was coming. So this is why we have to be very cautious, huh? So yes, according to one lawyer there, was very close to the situation. He said that Sai was served its pre-action letter. Hello, yes?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Mathis, are you here?
I'm right here.
That's the bread, my brother. Do we have a free press? Can I express an opinion?
Do we have a free press?
I'm just asking you, my brother, before I make my point.
I don't think so.
Matt, I heard you on the issue of the Calabishi Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
Right, my brother. It's the school, the PTA, and the community. If there is a problem, the school and the Ministry of Education meet with the community to discuss the issue. And I think they are doing that in terms of dialoguing.
I think they met just for the first time yesterday.
Yes, but a playing field is very important. You know that.
Of course I know that, Brian.
The playing
field. You played cricket? You played football, Brian? Did you?
Right, I played cricket, I played football, I played table tennis, I was an athlete.
All right, congratulations.
So I know the value of a playing field to a community.
I'm happy you're saying that, yes.
No, but we have to be objective. I know the value of a school to the community. Because we are building, the school serves the community. The school serves the community. The school is a client of the community. So therefore, if the school is going to encroach on the playing field, and the playing field would be minimized in terms of space, then there is dialogue, and dialogue has started. That's what we need, dialogue, communication.
For you know that, Brain, just for your information, that proposal came in 2012, and of course, it's continuing today. Was there dialogue in 2012?
Yes, yes, I was the education officer at the time.
Okay.
2012, I was the education officer for the North.
Uh-huh.
Calabishi was part of...
So why are you coming back, a couple of years later with the same proposal?
No. The school was compromised because there was...
I suspect you may have lost... put some more credit on your phone. I really wanted to engage you a little bit there. 937, so put some more credit on your phone and call me back, okay? Hello, talk to me, yes? Oh, you may have had a technicality. I may be wrong. Hello? Talk to me, yeah?
Matt.
I'm here.
Matt, a question I'd like to ask again.
Yes.
When the man that holding the purse for the country of Dominica said that they will go, they have all the money to pay the people of Wesley for their land, wasn't that a long time ago before they really started doing any work there, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
So why now you on a radio station saying that the monies, you didn't have to do the runway for the Melville Hall Airport, which you say one time you're saying cost you $30 million, another time you're saying $35 million for the extension, Dominicans figure it out, extension of the Melville Hall runway that cost over $35 million, Matt? Papa God, Matt, everything now is millions in Dominica. The extension of a runway that come last year there, and since how many year before last, you were supposed to pay the people. You telling them now on a radio station is because of you had to do the runway and other things because the Americans asked for a longer runway. That is why you cannot pay the amount of money you're supposed to pay. My Dominicans have to think, you know, when they see that man talking, listen to him properly. On another note, he said that it was going to cost about $20 million U.S. dollars in cement. You hearing that, Matt?
I'm listening to you.
Over $20 million worth of cement they have to buy. I don't know who that cement company that's going to produce all them that cement there. At one time, because he said the way the soil up there is, you have to compact that, compress it, and you need a lot of cement. That is exactly what he said, eh, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
You have to get that cement, because that soil they have up there, apparently it's not a good soil to work with. That's what I say, you know. Apparently it's not a good soil to work with. So you have to buy 20 million bags, you know, Matt. $20 million U.S. dollars worth of cement. Matt, Papa God, Dominicans, open all your eyes on that man. That man really taking Dominicans for a ride. He said the people of Wesley are benefiting because right now they're selling their produce to the people looking for houses to rent, them people that come in there, and maybe the Chinese. So as the people of Wesley, how many of them that going up there to sell chicken and french fries and baked for the Chinese? You must ask them people that question, because he said the people making money, because some Wesley people working, they benefiting from the project. So Matthew must ask the Wesley, when you go up there, ask the people of Wesley that question, because the man say that. I will send it for you to you, so you hate for your own self. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. Who for them to take to court? They're not taken to court. We continue to allow the government to run roughshod over us with no consequences. We have people dying unnecessarily at our health institutions, and nothing is being done about it. Yet our Calypsonians have been sued for speaking truth to power. Opposition forces are therefore before the courts for speaking up against the ills of government. Do we in Dominica have our priorities right? Are we serious? I guess the person was just commenting on that comment made earlier that Mr. Tsai has received his documents. It's 9:41 in the morning. We have just about 4 more minutes before we join our friends here from the Muslim Talk. I can, of course, I've been talking and speaking to sources close to the Prime Minister, who said that, he has promised many times to come here on Q95. The day may be approaching. I'll give you that announcement. I'll make that announcement there any day, okay? But it will be definitely, from what I'm picking up from my negotiations, a little after the carnival season there, okay? So the Prime Minister, through sources close to the to his office, has indicated that he will make himself available, and that will be very, very soon. I mean, for many years he has promised, so we've seen some lights around the tunnel, huh? Let's keep our fingers crossed. So you'll have your chance, Blue Blue, to ask any of the questions you need to ask. I'll make it a very open conversation. So put your questions down, eh? 9:43, hello, talk to me.
Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you believe that, Matt?
I believe that. Based on the information I get, yes, I'm believing that now.
Okay, Papa, we will see.
Put your questions down, Lucille. Put your questions.
Well, don't talk about that one, if it happens.
All right, 449-309-596-97. Hello. Yes, I'm just talking to some sources close to the Prime Minister. I spoke to them last week. I spoke to them again this morning that, yes, well, they say, yes, Matt, we want to come. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I know you're trying your best to try to get the Prime Minister to come on Q, but, Matt, that doesn't make any sense anymore. You know, the man sent police on Q95 to harass people that was on your program. The man embarrassed Q95. The man sent police. Now the man trying to come on the radio. If it's been that Dominican, I don't call him. That don't make any sense to me. That I haven't got no value in it. Let the man check his sin, boss.
All right. You see one person against it. Many are for it. So let's see what happens. We live in a democracy, right? Well, all you have to do when the guy's on, don't call. Don't ask questions. You have a choice, you know. We live in a democracy. But I will say, PM, you're welcome, huh? That's my kind of journalism. We need to talk to all sides, all sides. On the telephone, hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, on that day, there'll be no current. And the other date he have, the internet have to be down, because you know they control everything.
Well,
and the day if he come, I want Carlisle to be your co-host. Because that's not no press conference for Carlisle to say, but you have not answered the question, Mr. Prime Minister. Remember Kamala John Baptist Aaron? You have not answered the question, Mr. Prime Minister, and Matt, them 15 minutes to answer one question, and when you don't check, 2 hours fly like a rocket, Matt.
So blessings. How many times will you call on that day,
Matt? Matt, don't talk about blessings. What I want is either Simeon Joseph or Carlisle to be your co-host to hold that man fit to the fire, particularly in his response to questions. The time allotted to him to answer questions need to be set to Matt, and the questions he tried to evade people like Carlisle or Simeon Joseph to be just your co-host.
But you can ask and ask the follow-up questions, blessings. Are you trying to say we don't have the competence in here to ask a question? Well, you can ask follow-ups, of course.
The competence may be there to ask all the relevant questions, but based on the behavioral pattern, the man is going to take a question and spawn it out of context and talk garbage.
Well, you're there, blessings. You'll ask the questions, you'll ask the follow-ups. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes? If you think I'm...
Yes.
How you doing? Yes. We have a stop coming up. Yes, we have a stop coming up, yes?
Yeah. Hey, what time is the stop? In 15 minutes? Well, I'll try to be brief.
In 2 minutes. If you prefer to call in the afternoon, it's fine. Okay?
Yeah. We will chat in the afternoon because we're talking about an international airport, Matt Peltier. We're talking about billions of dollars in investment. And just to give people a concept, look at Ross University. Uh-huh. Ross University, the economy of Portsmouth was boosting because students came in and paid tuition and they paid rent and they bought food and they did all that stuff. And as a result, people were able to take loans from the banks and build houses in Portsmouth. There were vendors, there was need for market, there was need for produce, there was people, you know, people had fried chicken and foods and processed stuff. And look at how the economy of Picard area developed with just students coming in to pay tuition in a month. Not just tuition, but their living expenses, Matt Peltier. Can you imagine if you have an infrastructure that is free something billion dollars, with most of that money being generated, as a matter of fact, 100% of that money is supposed to be generated from the sale of our sovereignty. And Matt, can you imagine most of that money is not even coming into Dominica because the contractor, and we are there listening to a man talk nonsense. And then I saw it said 300 Dominicans are being employed. Matt Peltier, was there a job fair ever advertised? Was there a job fair? You need electricians, you need carpenters, you need masons, you need...
I think there was a job fair. So what was the requirements at that time? But yes, there was a job fair sometime at the Windsor Park Stadium. And again, we'll continue to talk sometime later in the afternoon. Thank you. We have a stop with the Muslim stuff. Stick around.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
All right, Dominica, good morning. We're here with the Muslim stuff. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing this morning? How are you?
Good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to the listening public. I'm hoping everybody's doing good this morning. And how are you doing this morning, Matt?
I am doing fine. What's the update with this new movement, meaning your new move at the new place?
Well, Matt, we are here and ready for the customers. Because I went there yesterday, and I was there from since Sunday. And I didn't even see most of the beauty of the store.
I hope we'll do a live there from that store.
Well, I mean, we have to.
We have to, Matt.
So, as I said, as you enter the building, there's a nice wall graffiti that's what that you take a look at when you see it. Man, the place is just so beautiful, man. Mm-hmm. Whilst I was there yesterday, and when customers coming in, they were like, wow, this feels so new. And that's what we like to bring. As I said, every time we try to bring new stuff to our customers at the Muslim store, everything is just new. As we're in the new location, we have new stuff. We wasn't even showcasing the robot cleaner, the robot vacuum cleaner in the store. They have a video of it whilst one of the staff was showing it off. So we can make, I don't know, most people don't have smart homes, but this vacuum cleaner mat, it would help you a lot throughout the weekends when you know you had a very long day, well, a very long week. And you know, and you have to think of, boy, I have to mop the house today, I have to do this. And when you have the vacuum cleaner that can just mop up your floor, do all those things for you, and you can just have your foot up, whilst you probably take a little sip on some water and listen to some probably calypso throughout the weekend or something, you know, the carnival season coming up, and everybody just want to just relax themselves and just build up that energy for that season. So we have a lot of things to make your life easier at the Muslim store. We also have stuff for the restaurant equipment. So stuff like food warmers. We have food warmers for as low as $1,102, Matt. Also, we have gas fryers. We have electric stoves. And if you, a lot of people came in yesterday when they saw the electric stoves and electric, and also electric ovens as well, and gas ovens. We have the big manufacturer gas ovens and electric ovens. When they came into the store yesterday and they saw it and they saw the price, they was like, this price is very, is, and as I told them yesterday, it's like it's a giveaway price. When they saw the price, so we have gas ovens for as low as $2,880, Matt. And if you see the size of the gas oven, you might say we're just probably giving away that item. We also have electric griddles for you to make your pancakes, for you to do your bacon and your eggs, etc. And we have that electric griddle as low as $450. We also have a gas electric oven as well for only $990. So we have that electric oven for $990. So we just want to advise all the customers that's having all you guys restaurants, all you bars for your cooking of your foods and stuff like that. We have all the food warmers, we have the gas fryer, we have the electric ovens, we have the gas oven as well, we have the electric griddles as well, and we have the juice dispenser and more. And as we said, it's a new location, new stuff happening, and we have new items for that new locations as well. We have new perfumes as well for the ladies and the men. We have, well, we also have the perfume that I love, the Drop perfume. And I have to buy one for myself, because as I saw it, I'll be like, wow, we finally got that perfume that I love so much. And I must say, the building is very lovely, and the setup as well is very nice, it's very spacious. So we just want to advise all the customers to come on down to the Muslim store to take a look at the new location, and that's 45 Great George Street, that's next to the All Saints building, next to or close to the Canefield bus stop. As I say, it's an exciting time for the appliance store today. Well, not just today, but moving forward is a very exciting time for us. We move from one location, the Old Street, to 45 Great George Street next to the All Saints building. A lot of customers probably haven't heard, and they saw that when we was cleaning up the other day, that they asked, oh, you guys moved there? You were like, yes, we said it on the radio and we posted it on our Facebook page as well. So we still just want to let customers know that we are at the new location, which is the 445 Great George Street, that next to the All Saints building. And we have a lot of new stuff for our customers, because we think of our customers at the Muslim store, because without you guys, I'm not sure where we would have been for all the years that we have been running. And we also have this 10% additional discount store-wide that we are going on at the moment, which should be ending today. So we want to advise customers to take advantage of that additional 10% discount that is going on today, and it's actually ending today. So we have an additional 10% on perfumes. So the perfumes was 15%, now it's 25%. We have watches that was 20%, and they are now 30%, and for the jewelry, which is 35% normally, now we have an additional 10%, so that is 45%. We have gold field, sterling silver, you name it. We have earrings, bracelets, rings, so you name it. Come on down to the Muslim store and check us out today. Yes, so let's come on down to the Muslim store. We also have the restocking of our famous Antigua stove, the 20-inch stainless steel 4-burner Antigua stove that we have right now going on for $585. So I just want to advise all the customers to come on down to the Muslim store and take advantage, and also share the experience and the excitement with us whilst we are now at the new location.
Okay, now let's take a break. We'll come back, of course, for parting words there from the Muslim store. Stick around. Remember, a new location, you have to go and find out for yourself. We're going to come back after this.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for home.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for home.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold field. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
Eh, all that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
Now back to you.
All right, so I just want to touch on the Homes Department also. So tomorrow, actually, as I was saying, that we're going to be having a huge sale on mattresses, and that is mattresses on wheels that we're going to be based at Salisbury. So we just want to let all the customers know from on the West Coast, because the other day a customer came into the store and saying, well, but I live Canfield, would I be able to get the sale as well? And I was like, yes, because I mean we live on that West Coast, as on that coast as well. So as I normally say, once you hear the truck, once you see that truck with all the mattresses, that's stop us, you know. Stop us. We will be glad to share those discounts and that good deal with you, because we basically take away the hustle of coming to town and probably even delivery. So all you do when you purchase your mattress, You just take it. You wouldn't have guys like or people like me to help you to bring in the mattress in your home for you. So just put that mattress on your bed and just lie down. And we also even bring in the pillows to complement the mattresses as well. So we'll be coming along with the pillows, the mattresses. Also, we'll be bringing a little piece of the homes department with us whilst we're making that trip to the area of Salisbury. So areas to like Maho, Massac, Jimmit, just look out for us. We'll be glad to. I mean, even though the our main stop is the Salisbury environment, which we want to, you know, with the homes department, we want to send a little love for the Salisbury environment, because you know, last couple of years back that we made that bus stop in that area, so we just want to show some more love to the Salisbury area. So we bring in that big sale to them, and you know, everybody around that West Coast, that the environment, can also take advantage of that. So if you see the truck, if you hear the truck, stop us. We will be glad to give you a helping hand. Well, give you a taste of that deal that we're going to be having. I mean, we're going to be having sale in the store as well, but the big sale is on the road. So look for us, stop us. And also, you know, if you want to call and find us a little more information on any of the departments, so the appliance department, if you have any questions that you probably want to ask for prices and stuff like that, you can contact us at 448-5100. The homes department, 448-5102. And the engineering department, which is 448-5101. I just want to also thank Matt for having us on the radio every Thursday to give you guys all the good information that we have for you, so you can take advantage of. And I just want to wish everybody a blessed day, and also wish you, Matt, a wonderful day as well.
I want to wish you the same. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Matt.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for homes.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance,
the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance,
the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance,
the place to shop
for homes.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance,
the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance,
the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress? What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store. Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl? No, girl.
Dominica, we're here.
I know we have done it before.
One of the female competitors at the final.
Can we endure a fight we have to maintain?
Will she be a dark horse?
Create a better world.
Or will Tasha be?
Living so.
Or will Shannis?
Lay their role. We have an opportunity to change things around. An opportunity to change things. An opportunity to make Dominica strong. An opportunity to change things around. An opportunity to change things. An opportunity to make Dominica strong. We got to stamp out the devil.
Stamp him out. stamp out all evil. Jealousy, not by me, certainly. We got to stamp out greediness. Stamp out wickedness. Jealousy, not by me, certainly. Tomorrow is the first day.
Let's make tomorrow the first day of the rest of our lives.
Change things, an opportunity.
Big, big Calypso coming up on Saturday. Q95 will be there live.
Change, change.
What a night. Next up, huh?
I remember the love and unity that
Charlie's Pharmacy, Hellfire.
Starting from the home, the children would be prepared.
We'll come back with more talk in the afternoon.
Could never
talk on the block.
Of our living, this society would be part of our children upbringing. We used to eat everything we grow, and grow everything we eat. Our smiling faces would glow, and our people will reach. We need to go back to where we were. Otherwise, we'll witness things we never seen before. We have an opportunity to change things around. An opportunity to change things. An opportunity to make Dominica strong. We have an opportunity to change things around. An opportunity to change things. An opportunity to make Dominica strong. We got to stamp out the ugly. Stamp out cruelty, jealousy, not by we, certainly. We got to fight hypocrisy, all conspiracy, jealousy, not by we, certainly. Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of our lives. Let's make tomorrow the first day of the rest of our lives. We have an opportunity to change things around.
We'll be joy. We'll joy be the dark horse.
Opportunity to make our country strong.
Mr. Observer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll be talking sometime soon, huh?
Change. Oh, yeah.
And don't rule out the Liberator. He's coming strong. What a show!
I have a love for humanity, and I'm sure that you will agree. We can make this world a better place to be. Mother Nature full of plenty.
And don't forget to pick up your wanted t-shirts, huh?
Equally to share and live peacefully. Let's build a world for the next generation. Let's build a world on a solid foundation. Let's build a world, make your contribution. Let's build a world.
Stay close. Hell vibes is coming up.
We want to know when our nuclear bombs will be gone forever. We want to know there will never be a next Hiroshima. We want to know that the little children no longer suffer. We want to know tomorrow will be safer. To stop the war, seek out the Creator. Stop the war, what are you fighting?
Or will it?
Stop the war, only love will.
Will it be the dice coming back for his 10th crown? These are number 9. Dominica and Gore. Your Calypso Radio, Q95. I'm gone until 1 o'clock. People asking me for the price. The t-shirt is $60 easier.
Singing to make you aware, things are bad at home. down here it's empty. And you in charge of our treasury overseas. Over 6 billion and counting. And we the people down here scrunting. Never in our life before, in our Dominica, all our wealth offshore, and our people so poor. We facing a crisis here, so I bypassing leader, we suspect you don't like him anymore. Bring money, Mr. Abdullah, bring money. Everybody broke down here, bring money. A billion or two or three, bring money. From our treasury overseas, bring money. The man never see, come see, waste all the country money, buying election and building mansion. Now we going after credit union, you see?
He want to reset some people money.
Security, you see?
He wants to cool a pension as money.